你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天美剧听力实战训练。我们今天选了一个美剧叫做 Friends 老友记，我想很多人都听过。那么今天我们来选择当 Chandler 那么被老板不小心分配到一个比较偏远的地方，在 俄克拉荷马的一个 Tulsa 的一个地方，这时候他找到老板来求情，他不想去那个地方去上班。我们来看一下里面的所有的一些听力跟口语。 Here we go.
Ma'am, do you have a minute?
Ma'am 指的是对女士的一个尊称，那么它的原型叫做 Madam， 所以变成 Ma'am， Do you have a minute? Do you have a, 有一个连音，重新来听一下。
Ma'am, do you have a minute? I kind of have some bad news.
I kind of have some bad news. Kind 跟 of 在口语化当中可以直接说成 kind， 就好像 sort 跟 of 就是说成 sort 的一样的道理，那个 V 可以不发音。I kind of have some.Bad news. Have some 用降调读。I kind of have some bad news.
I don't think I can move to Tulsa.
OK, 我认为我不能够搬到那个地方去。Move to somewhere. 那个搬到某个地方去。你看 ,I don't think I can. 非实义词会用降调读变成 I can move to. To 用降调读。To 一般说成 to. Move to Tulsa. I don't think I can move to Tulsa.
Bad news. I don't think I can move to Tulsa.
What?
It's a funny story, actually.
It's a funny story, actually. It's a, 有一个连音，而且他轻轻的点了一下，用降调，因为非实义词会变成 It's a funny story, actually. 事实上，这个故事有点搞笑。
What? It's a funny story, actually. I kind of fell asleep in the meeting this morning. So when I said I'd move to Tulsa.
I kind of fell asleep. 它中间有一个连音 L 跟 asleep 的 形成个连音叫 fall asleep. 它的原型 F-A-L-L 叫 fall asleep. 那么 fall asleep 指的是 入睡的意思哈，睡着了。我有点不好意思，睡着了。Fell asleep in a meeting. In the 不被强调，降调来发。In a meeting this morning. So when I said I'd move to Tulsa.你看一下核心词汇非常的清晰 Said, move, Tulsa 其他都是用降调来读 So when I said I'd move to Tulsa 重新来听一下、
I kind of fell asleep in the meeting this morning So when I said I'd move to Tulsa
后半句再来听一下
In the meeting this morning So when I said I'd move to Tulsa I didn't really know what I was saying、
mm-hmm. I don't really know what I was saying 那个 didn't 这个单词当 d 跟 n 在一起的时候 d 可以不发音那么你可以说 didn't, 你可以说 didn't, 气流阻塞一下 didn't, 这是一个弱化现象。I didn't really know what I was saying. What 跟 I, 也叫 what I, 而且用降调读 what I was saying, 我都不知道我在讲些什么。I didn't really know what I was saying. 重新来听一下。
Said I'd move to Tulsa, I didn't really know what I was saying.
You fell asleep.
But only because I was up all night worried about this meeting.
But only because I was up all night worried about that meeting. 但是因为我 up all night 一直起来，意思是彻夜未眠。但就是因为我彻夜未眠来担心这个会议。来看一下 but 不被强调，轻轻点一下，用降调发 but only because I was 这个都用降调读。was 跟 up 有一个连音叫 was up， up 跟 all 有一个连音叫 up all。I was up all night.But only because I was up all night, worry about this meeting. Okay, so because I was up all night, worry about this meeting. 我们来听一下核心词汇，再来一遍。
Sleep, but only because I was up all night, worried about this meeting.
再来听一下。
Isn't that funny?
就是 is not, am not, are not 的一个缩写，就相当于 isn't that funny? 这是不是很搞笑 ？In a funny meeting.
Isn't that funny? Irony. Not a fan. All right.
Irony 指的是讽刺吗 ？Irony. Not a fan. All right. 一点都不搞笑。Not a fan. All right.
Here's the thing.I went home and told my wife about Tulsa, and she won't go.
I went home and told my wife about Tulsa, and she won't go. 回去跟我的老婆说这个事情，但是她不愿去。 See, here's the thing. Here's the thing 就是有这么一件事情经常作为开头。See, here's the thing. I went home and told my wife about Tulsa. She won't go. 重新来听一下。
And told my wife about Tulsa and she won't go. See me? I love Tulsa. Tulsa is heaven. Tulsa is Italy. Please don't make me go there.
Tulsa is heaven. Tulsa is Italy. 它就是天堂，它就是意大利。Please don't make me go there. 请你不要派我过去吧。OK, 那么我们重新来把我们的这一段英文来进行朗读一下，慢一点速度，注意所有的一些细节。Here we go. Hey, ma'am, do you have a minute? I kind of have some bad news. I don't think I can move to Tulsa. What? It's a funny story, actually. I kind of fell asleep in a meeting this morning, so that when I said I moved to Tulsa, I didn't really know what I was saying. You fell asleep? But only because I was up all night worried about this meeting. And a funny? Irony?Not a fan. All right. See, here's the thing. I went home and told my wife about Tulsa. She won't go. See, me, I love Tulsa. Tulsa is heaven. Tulsa is Italy. Please don't make me go there. Okay. 它是按照这样的形式，你要多听，不断模仿，提升自己的听力跟口语。当然，想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，由 Monster 全程来主讲，完完全全免费赠送给你，包括发音、连留音、语音、语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利，看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费在线的食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271 10489403271。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天的老师给你免费一对一的进行纠音。 I'll see you next time.